Welcome back, ladies, to the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire Podcast. Today, we are going to be exploring four ways to get your partner to prioritize your relationship and pleasure. Do you go to bed at night wondering why the heck your partner seems to prioritize your kids and his work above your relationship and you? Do you wonder, how in the world can I get my partner to actually pay attention to me? Maybe you feel really alone and that your partner just isn't giving you the time of day because he's so involved with other activities and other priorities that you're the last thing on his list. And maybe it's even hard to get 5 minutes of conversation in with him for the day because he's so busy with work schedule and getting the kids to and from practices in school and all the things. If you've been there, then today you're really going to love this episode because I'm going to go through the four ways to get your partner to prioritize your relationship and your pleasure when it seems like it's the last thing on his list. All right, enjoy it, mamas. The Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire with Tilly Storm is the only sex podcast for high-achieving leaders wanting to experience the best sex and the epic relationships of their lives without dragging their partner to therapy, blaming it on their hormones, or trying things in the bedroom that don't feel authentic. I'm your host today, Tilly Storm, top 20 sex coach in the world. I hope you enjoy the episode. Ladies, the first way that you are going to get your partner to prioritize your relationship and your pleasure is to rediscover the lost art of exquisite feminine communication. I think women these days have completely forgotten about their greatest superpower. I think that they are massively disconnected, and many of them don't even recognize how much of a power that they hold because women have this amazing power to make men think that they came up with the most amazing idea just by the way that she is and the words that she says. This is because there is a lost art that is called feminine communication. And women these days do not know about this lost art. They suck at it. Instead of communicating in a fun, flirty, muse-like way that inspires their partner to want to connect with them and prioritize their relationship and their pleasure, what they end up doing these days is nagging and being a bitch. It's true. Women these days just do it naturally. I don't honestly know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know where that in history kind of like fell off the wheel, but definitely something got derailed in society where women forgot that they had this superpower to get men to do basically whatever they wanted. And they replaced that with nagging and being a bitch to their partner instead, and just being mean and ugly and unkind. And I see it all of the time with my private clients, with women that I talk to that really struggle with tapping into that muse-like energy, the one that can inspire their man to do what they really want without them saying like, hey, this is what I want, and this is what I need, and this is what Tilly said that I need to get from you, and therefore you better give it to me. Oh my goodness, that is like the last thing that would ever inspire your partner to want to prioritize your relationship and your pleasure when you have this air of like, well, this is what I deserve, and this is what he needs to give me, and this is what I'm worthy of, and I'm a goddess, and therefore he should treat me like one, and I'm a queen, and you know what I mean? Like, this is the stuff that's not hot. It's not sexy at all. And women do this just without thinking about it. They don't even know that they're doing it because somewhere along the lines, like I said, it just got lost in translation that we forgot how to communicate with our men. If you want the specific strategy on the art of feminine communication for getting what you want in the bedroom and beyond, then go listen to episode 288. That is where I'll give you the breakdown on exactly how to do it. But why does it work to get your partner to prioritize your relationship and your pleasure? It's because you are not blaming or shaming or nagging or coming across as a bitch. That's why it works. But if we are unconsciously communicating our wants and needs and desires to men, then most of the time it's going to come across as non-inspiring, as, ugh, here's just another thing she needs from me. Ugh, like one more thing I gotta do for her, right? One more thing I gotta do to make her happy. That's not inspiring. When you are practicing the art of feminine communication, you are tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to your inner muse, your inner muse, the one who's playful, who's flirty. If you have forgotten how to play and flirt with your partner, if you're not laughing together, if the distance between the two of you has gotten that far where you're not having fun and you're not inspiring him and you find yourself being more of a nag or sounding like a bitch or snapping at him often, then you know that you've got some work to do. Okay, so if you want your partner to prioritize your relationship and your pleasure, you better damn well make it fun and playful in order to do that. Because if sex has become not fun, if sex has become more of a chore, or if it's work, if he feels like he has to work so hard just to get you to a place where maybe you would be interested in intimacy with him, if he feels like you're just always upset with him, or if he feels disrespected by you, then he's not going to want to prioritize your relationship and definitely not your pleasure. But this is what we women tend to do, sadly. Many, many of us are doing this, and it's completely unconscious most of the time. And that's why I'm creating this episode, because I want you to start to think about the ways that you might be unconsciously showing up in this nagging, bitchy, even disrespectful and just damn unkind tone, right? Like, it's just not nice. But for whatever reason, we picked up this behavior somewhere, maybe because we're just dissatisfied with our life, or we're not really expressing our wants and desires in a way that we feel is being matched, or we feel we've gotten into so much of a people pleaser mode, or we've shrunk our own desires and needs to where now we're just resentful. Like, that's how this happens. That is exactly how this happens. So I want you to be aware of how you might be showing up this way and to really think about how you might be able to adjust your approach in the way that you communicate to your partner about prioritizing your relationship and sex life. So if he's prioritizing his career or his business or the kids over you and you don't feel that you can get the time of day in with him, then the way that you are communicating your wants and needs, or the lack of you communicating your real wants and needs, it's likely why you are showing up communicating in a way that doesn't inspire him to want to actually spend time with you. So the second way to get your partner to prioritize your relationship and pleasure is that when you fix the communication approach. Okay, now I just want to preface this by saying the next three ways that I'm going to share with you are not going to work if you can't get number one right. If you cannot communicate from that muse energy and that fun, playful, flirty way like you probably did in the beginning of your relationship, you're kind of, there's not much hope for you, okay? So the second way that you can get your partner to prioritize your relationship and pleasure is to get him to agree to do a date night with you every week. And this may or may not include sex, and it may or may not include using my relationship check-in framework that I give you in my 5 days to epic pleasure and passion training for high-achieving women at the link in the show notes. But whatever you're doing, you want to get him, inspire him, make it fun for him, make it easy for him to say yes to having a regular date night. I swear, when I'm working with individuals or couples, I cannot get them anywhere. I cannot get a couple anywhere in fixing the problems in their sex life until I can get them prioritizing at least one weekly date night. that may or may not include sex. Like, honestly, if we can't get the two of you to the point where you can at least prioritize it, spending an hour, maybe 2 hours with each other uninterrupted, we're not getting anywhere else. We're really, like, it's almost impossible. So this is number one. You have to commit to prioritizing your relationship. Let me tell you what's happening if you're not. If you have children and you are not prioritizing you and your partner's relationship because either you have not inspired him to want to with the way that you are communicating, or maybe you're unconsciously disrespecting him or emasculating him, if you're not doing that, or if he's just not prioritizing it because of, for whatever reason, you perceive that he's not prioritizing it, then you are teaching your children that relationships aren't that important. Because children do not pick up on the things that you are telling them as much as the things that they witness and observe and see with their own eyes. When they see with their own eyes, mommy and daddy never spend time together. They never go out on dates. They don't do things together. They barely see each other all day. They hardly touch each other. Maybe they give each other a kiss on the cheek every now and then. They are picking up and they are learning that that is what is normal when it's not. People are so overworked and overbooked and overscheduled these days. I personally don't understand this phenomenon because I've got really great boundaries around my time. But for people who still really, they find themselves in that we're constantly overscheduled. We have no white space in our calendar. We have no time to do anything we want. Like, that's another problem. That's like a life coaching problem. Like, get your shit sorted. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, first of all? Most of the time, it is because you are getting significance from being busy. You think that the busier you are, the more important you are, or the more powerful you are, the better you are perceived in other people's eyes. And usually when we're overbooking ourselves, overworking ourselves, doing all of these things, it's because we're trying, it's that keeping up with the Joneses thing. You care what other people think. And that's all that is. So it really means that you get to take a look at your life and assess, why do I care so much about how other people live their lives versus how I'm choosing to live mine? And maybe this life that I have built, all of these things I've achieved, I got here and now I'm not happy. This is what happens to so many people, is that they achieve all the things. They get everything they wanted. They have the family. They have the kids. They have the husband. They have all of the things. And then what happens? They realize, oh, I guess it wasn't all it was chopped up to be. Like, what now? Like, what now? Right? Well, that is the overbooking, the overscheduling gets to stop, because in order for you to come into alignment with your true desires and to discover what that even is, it means that you actually have to have time and space for yourself without an agenda. There is no room for creativity. There is no space for pleasure. There is no space for creativity and pleasure or even desire in your life if you are constantly overscheduled, overbooked, and your kids are in 15 activities each. Like, that's just crazy. I know parents who do that. Like, my kids going to a private school, I have seen so many parents. I had one parent that I knew whose kid was literally in 12 activities. Like extracurricular activities. And I kept thinking to myself, like, I can't even only imagine what their sex life is like. Like, because that kind of schedule just doesn't leave for any room for spontaneity. Everyone says they want spontaneous sex, but they go around their lives so busy and overbooked and overscheduled that that's not even an option. So, like, let's not even talk about that until you can get your life sorted about what your priorities are around how you spend your time, right? So if that's going on for you, then you really get to look at your schedule, And what is it that I can learn to say no to? What is it that I can take off of the schedule that's not absolutely necessary? And that might feel really scary for a lot of people to begin to say no or to pull their kid out of an activity that they think they enjoy, but usually the kid is more than happy to not be doing all of those things, right? So you really need to assess what is necessary and what is not, and to look at it objectively, because yeah, we might think that the art class is necessary or the kickboxing is absolutely necessary for my kid. But then when we actually ask them, a lot of the time, there are certain things that we think that they need to be happy, and then they actually don't need that to be happy, and they'll tell you that. I've had that experience with my own children. So you really got to cut back, trim the fat, take off some of the excess so that you can actually create time and space to do things like this, to have a regular date night with your partner alone where you do not talk about children and you do not talk about work on the date night. That is the biggest buzzkill for a date night, is to bring work and kid things into the date night. So I highly encourage you to, in a fun, playful, flirty way, using your best embodiment of your muse self, your muse identity, to encourage your partner to start scheduling regular date nights with each other. It's so important. And on that date night, you can do the relationship check-in framework that I have for you at the link in the show notes. You just download that 5 days to epic pleasure and passion training, and it will be in there. So the third way to get your partner to prioritize your relationship and your pleasure is to take it a step further than just the date nights. And this is where you're going to begin erotic exploration adventures. Yes. So if you can get your partner to prioritize a date night, okay, great. Once a week, we're doing this thing. Now, can we begin to actually prioritize sex and to maybe schedule sex? Now, I'm going to do another podcast episode on scheduling sex versus spontaneous sex, because I know this is a huge topic that is still controversial. Some people hate scheduling sex. They think it's terrible. I'm going to share with you all of my thoughts and opinions on the spontaneous versus scheduled sex in another episode coming up very soon. So I'm not going to go into that today, but the third way to begin to prioritize pleasure in your relationship is to actually have sex date nights, to explore each other intimately. This doesn't have to include sex in the way that you think of it, okay? Sex in the way that we think of it means, for a lot of people, penis and vagina. Penetration. Okay. This does not have to be a part of an erotic exploration adventure. For example, when I have a couple that work with me in my Epic Sex Blueprint couples program, they have a planned date night that I take them through either with video or audio guidance. Okay. So I'm taking them through a whole planned sex date night, and it's amazing because most of the time, it's not even about having an orgasm or trying to. There's no agenda. It's just spending time with each other in an erotic way, right? Like sensual massage. So I teach them yoni and lingam massage. We have a sensual date night where they bring out the blindfold. They get the essential oils or whatever other amazing smells. They get something to taste, they get music, they do the whole setup, they do the whole thing. They actually take the time to treat each other to an exquisite erotic adventure. An exquisite erotic adventure is not, hey, maybe we should just fuck tonight. No, no. There is a time and a place for that. That's great. Love it. I love you some of that too. But that is not the same as actually taking the time to create an erotic adventure exploration time where you discover each other's bodies. It's so interesting when I get couples in this Epic Sex Blueprint couples program. Some of them have been together 30 years. And it's interesting because they will often tell me after the first or second date night, they're like, oh my God, Tilly, we have never, after all these years, we have never explored each other like that before. Like how have we never done this, right? So it just goes to show that there is so much more that you are not experiencing simply because you're not making it a priority. Your partner is, you think your partner isn't making it a priority, but it's likely that you don't know what else there is to know. So you're not making it a priority either. So if you can get your partner to do a regular date night, then you can begin to create the time and the space and to talk about how you might be able to do more things like, okay, well, I'm wondering if we might be able to set the timer for 30 minutes when we get home and pull out some things in the kitchen, maybe some things from the closet, and just explore giving each other different types of touch. What if I just took the feather and you just played with the feather on me, or you used the silk scarf and grazed it over my body, and just taking that time to explore different touches and different sensations. Oh my goodness. Wow. So many of us don't even do these sorts of things with each other. It's just, you want to have sex? Is it time for that? Okay, great. Guess we're going to do that tonight. And then we get there and we're like, wait, neither of us are really in the mood. We're kind of tired. Maybe we should just go to bed anyway, right? That's so common. But when we prioritize our relationship and our pleasure, it means that we're taking this exquisite time to get creative, to explore each other's bodies in a way that maybe we've never done before. So the fourth way, but this is the third after you get the communication, right? So once you've got the exquisite feminine communication down again, you can begin to invite your partner and inspire him to want to do a regular date night with a relationship check-in. And on that relationship check-in, you can begin to inspire your partner to want to try an erotic exploration adventure with you. And after that, once you've got that down and you're actually starting to prioritize things, so are you seeing the progression here? How we've got to get the communication down first. We got to learn how to inspire our partner to want to do something with us. We got to make it fun for them. Then we can get the date nights. Then we can start making sex more of a priority, or not even sex in the way that we've always known it, but just like exploring each other erotically. And then you can try joint hobby exploration together. Okay. So this can mean that you pick something neither of you have ever tried before. Let's say it's kayaking or pottery. I don't know. It could literally be anything. Yoga class together. I don't know. But your partner is probably, if it's something that you really want to do and you're initiating the conversation of it, like say it's yoga, many men aren't going to be very interested in that. There are some for sure. But if you're not having a really intimate sex life, if things are really disconnected between you, if you're not having fun together, if you're not playing together and your partner is more into sports than yoga, if you go and try to say, hey, let's go to yoga together, they're going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I'm never going to do that, right? But when you're approaching it differently, using the art of feminine communication, and when you're in your inner muse energy, and then you invite your partner to go on your adventures with you, they're much more likely to say yes, to entertain you in that adventure. So that's not going to happen if you don't have these other three things down. Okay. So it could mean going to the gym together to lift weights. It could be whatever it is that you think that you would like to do with your partner, but you could also switch turns doing something that you want to do, and then the next week doing something that your partner wants to do. So you want to expand the time that you're actually spending together. So you've gotten stuff right with your sexuality. You're actually making it a priority again. You're actually making your relationship a priority because you're actually going on a date night. And now you're actually creating space and time to enjoy hobbies together and to actually grow the bond and the friendship between you. So this is so important to experience passion over a lifetime, to get yourself back on track in your relationship. But it all starts with that art of feminine communication, learning how to speak to your partner in a way that inspires and doesn't put down. All right, ladies, so if this is something that you want to explore more deeply, I've got several things going on. We have the Erotic Explorations Book Club. That's been going on since January, but we're about to start our second book. So now more than ever is a really good time to begin to join us. And we're going to be reading the book Come Together, The Science and Art of Creating Lasting Sexual Connections by Emily Nagoski. This book just came out January 30th, 2024. It is currently March 14th, 2024, as I'm recording this episode. And on March 20th, 2024, Wednesday, we will be diving into the first couple of chapters in this new book. So if you are wanting to learn how to reignite the spark and the passion, create that lasting sexual connection, then I encourage you to join us. The book club has been absolutely amazing. The last 2 months, we have been going through Jaya's Your Blueprint for Pleasure book, and the feedback has been amazing. We've had women have breakthroughs and just all of the learnings and all of the teachings that I'm giving out just completely for free because I love these books. These books have been very inspirational for me and for how I coach people too. So definitely sign up for book club at the link in the show notes. Another event that I have coming up is the Reignite the Passion Summit. So the Reignite the Passion Summit is where we're going to have 20 experts on love, sexuality, relationships, career, all sorts of different sectors, but they're all experts in their field, and they're going to be talking about how to help you reignite the passion over the long haul. So you can join the summit. It's completely free. There is no cost to join. And that link is in the show notes as well. And then this is a reminder as well that applications are currently open for private coaching with me. So I only take several private coaching clients every year. This is an amazing 6-month container to work with me more on a mentorship level than a coaching. Like I'm your coach, but this is more of a two-way co-creative experience for the both of us. So not only are you going to get me as your coach, but you're going to get to know me too. You're going to get to know how I live my life. You're going to learn more about me, and it's actually going to be a co-creative journey. And that's what I love about private coaching is it tends to be more of that than just like me giving you all the information and me just being the authority. No, it's actually more of like a co-creative journey. So if you're really interested in having privately held container of support, then this is such an amazing way to experience that with me. It's the Sex Goddess 5 months to Total Freedom in the Bedroom program. I've actually changed it to 6 months since then, but I haven't updated the website copy. So you can go check it out at the link in the show notes. In this program, you actually get all of my programs, and we're going to move through all of them together. It is absolutely the most amazing way to work with me, in my opinion. And it is a co-creative journey and effort. So, you know, I'm there to hold you accountable to all of the things and to really share my experiences and things that I don't share on the podcast. And I don't share even with group program clients just because I don't have the time to. But in private coaching, you have me on Marco Polo. It's our video app. And we talk to each other quite a bit about every other day. So if it's something you're interested in, then go to the link in the show notes, book the call, answer a couple of questions about your journey so far, and we'll hop on and see if the program is a good fit for you. All right, loves, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you either at Book Club, the Reignite the Passion Summit, or in Sex Goddess, 5 months of Total Freedom in the Bedroom, which is now more like 6 months of Total Freedom in the Bedroom. All right, loves, thank you for joining me, and we'll speak soon. All right, bye.